Spin Show only on News Talk 820.
Then I ain't no communist. Then I ain't no capitalist. Then I ain't no socialist. I ain't no imperialist. No, I ain't no Democrat. Sure ain't no Republican. I only know one party, and it is freedom. I am a patriot, and I love my country.
Good afternoon. Welcome to another edition of the Henry Raine Show here on News Talk AM 820. WWBA. NewsTalk820.com is where you can get the audio stream if you're close to your computer or your iPod or whatever. And you can also get the live webcam stream at NewsTalk820.com. We'll tell you about our podcast site soon, but so excited to be with you today. So much in the news that we want to talk with you about. 866-977-4820. 866-977-4820 is where you get your voice heard on any of the issues I'm about to bring up, or maybe there's something you want to talk about too. Well, the first question we're going to be asking, are the administration and BP in cahoots? What am I talking about? I'm talking about a coordinated information operations campaign. No, it's not some big cloak and dagger thing. It's just, is it mutual benefit? Is it willing complicity? I don't know. We'll look at that. What's going on? Are they trying to keep a lid on the information flowing from the Gulf oil gusher / spill? And this past week, Tuesday's elections. Yeah, the elections between the last elections that were supposed to be the big deal before the next elections that are supposed to be the big deal, but not before the big primaries that are going to be the big deal a little bit later, or the very biggest big deal of all, the 2010 midterm elections. Well, it was bad news for the establishment. We'll look at that. And one of the rising stars of Tuesday night would sort of be shooting itself across the sky very soon. Rand Paul, he says the honeymoon's over. Well, happens to the best of us. Oh, and by the way, if we have time, financial reform passes the Senate. And helping us out on all these things here in the studio, CJ.
Yo, how you doing? Henry Raine, great to be back. With the host with the most is dealing with everything political and beyond.
Absolutely, and thanks to, we have Mike helping out in the control room today. You can see him on the webcam, and looking forward to working with Mike today. Before we get into the bigger disaster, but still a Florida possible disaster, possible problem, dengue fever hits Key West.
No, yeah. Not the famous dengue fever.
Absolutely. 24 cases of locally acquired. So we can't blame some terrorist group on the other side of the planet. These were locally acquired dengue fever have hit the resort town of Key West, Florida in the past 9 months. 24 cases. Why, that's almost more than one a month. Although not the first cases of homegrown dengue in the U.S. or even in Florida, the outbreak highlights the need for physician vigilance regarding this and other formerly exotic tropical diseases. This was in the May 21st issue of Morbidity and Mortality.
I think it's from abuse of alcohol, I'm sure, because my experiences in Key West, I mean, there are not many sober people. Number one crime has got to be DUI. I'm sure of it. I mean, anything that the outbreak in Key West has to relate in some
way. Well, if you're not
too much alcohol,
if you're not watching out for oil disasters, we've got something else to scare you. Down in Key West, watch out for the insurgent Al Dengue group to attack you at any time, possibly. CJ, before we go to break, because I want to try and lay this whole story out beforehand. You know, what's your take on the reaction, both local and national and beyond, to the oil gusher, BP and otherwise?
What's wrong? What's up with BP? My gosh, I mean, I've never seen a bigger disaster. Nobody seems to care, it seems like, you know. Amazes me is that how the extreme right, who promotes, I remember a bumper sticker, drill, baby, drill. I mean, right here in our community. And people are demanding that we drill for oil and all.
3 miles off the coast.
Let's drill here in Florida and not worry about it and blah, blah, blah. And all of a sudden, the right is like, it's a Democratic thing that the Democrats wanted this. As I recall here, the Dems, by and large, not all of them, not always a great leader, but, you know, against oil drilling for the exact reasons we're seeing here. And the amazing thing, Henry, is the fact that they have all these safeguards that they could put in place, but they didn't use them. You know, in Europe they do, but here they don't. I mean, I think what we are living through is 8 years of massive deregulation under the Bush administration has finally come to hit us. I mean, because ultimately, whatever president inherits the crap from the one before, they're going to pay the price. And this is another long list of things that we're going to pay for, not only the economy, the outrageous deficit, all because of what the president did of no taxing and spending. Okay, that's they created it, and now it's the Democrats' fault. They create this deregulation where the mining companies can. And we have a mining disaster. It's going to be alleged the Democrats' fault. We have a BP situation where the I guess I will bet you when it's all said and done, they sort of like deregulated or they didn't enforce the laws that are there. Again, it'll be the Democrats' fault. I've got a problem with all.
Well, I'm going to take probably a partial issue with that on the other side of a break, because I was first ready to write off the Obama administration's response as either because the preparation hadn't been done in the previous administration, because perhaps we don't even have the knowledge of what to do about something like this. Lots of things that from a bureaucratic point of view, from a logistical point of view, from an executive point of view, that could go wrong and cut them a slack. But there have been developments in the last week or two that have been coming to light in mainstream and not-so-mainstream reports that makes me think that the administration is no more than an extension of the policies that came before and before that, and they are willingly cooperating with BP to reduce their costs and liability and also at the same time protect the political liability. Quick look at the updated headlines here. On the other side of the break, we'll get more into this actual question and hear from you at 866-977-4820. 866-977-4820. BP oil spill reaches delicate wetlands of Louisiana. Described heavy sheets of oil clogging marshes in the Mississippi Delta. From local reports, BP oil continued to threaten the American coastline. Oil spill to reach Europe Arctic. The oil spill, gusher, oil volcano, whatever you want to call it, in the Gulf, is gradually finding its way towards Europe and the Arctic to damage wider ecological basins, scientists say. Briefing a congressional panel Friday, and of course, the main story of the week. Gulf oil spill leak now pegged at 95,000 barrels a day.
It's 5,000, Henry, come on.
Oh, well, 5,000. How could anybody make such a mistake? The latest video footage of the horizon now estimates not 5,000, as CJ says, but 95,000.
I have a solution, Henry. Nationalize the oil companies. We don't have to tax anybody. We can do like almost every other country does and nationalize.
We get royalties.
We could forget increasing your taxes. We'll get cheap oil. We'll take care of our – nationalize the oil companies, Henry. How about that one? If BP doesn't do what they ought to do, the threat is just like – wasn't it Huey Long? Wasn't it Huey Long that did that? My memory goes back to one of your shows like 20 years ago. Back when you were younger, didn't Huey Long threaten Standard Oil?
He did more than threaten it. Louisiana, this actually may go to our whole Rand Paul libertarian discussion. Of course, this was the state of Louisiana, so I guess it's okay,
right?
Because states' rights are preeminent in this United States of ours.
Nationalized, baby.
And that's right. And the Louisiana legislature passed a tax on oil coming out of Louisiana oil fields from
education.
Standard Oil for textbooks. Standard Oil said no. Huey Long said, meet my friends, the National Guard, as they seized the oil fields, and Standard
exactly
then started paying the taxes. And on the other side of the break, we'll get into this. We want to hear if you believe the Obama administration is dragging their feet or actually willfully not handling the problem. 866-977-4820. 866-977-4820. You're listening to The Henry Raine Show.
I'm Scott Callens from the law firm of Callens, Little, Delgado, and Opstal. During this season of high roadway traffic, you need to be extra cautious. You should know that Harvard researchers have concluded that cell phone use while driving increases your likelihood of being injured in a car accident by 4 times. Reduce your chances of injury by driving a bit slower and by pulling from the roadway when you must use your cell phone. You'll arrive at your destination safely, and your caller will appreciate the attention that you've given them. At Callens, Little, Delgado, and Opstal, we help people who have been injured by careless drivers. If you or your loved ones have been injured in an accident, you may have questions. At Callens, Little, Delgado, and Opstal, we want to help. There's no charge to meet with us, and our fees are based on a percentage of what we recover for you. Call us at 941-749-1446. Let us help answer your questions. Callens, Little, Delgado, and Opstal, 941-749-1446, or reach us at makeempay.net.
You talk 820's Big Show.
Speak English, okay? Why should I have to push 1 for English when I call? Why? Why?
What if JoJo ran things?
Good morning. Welcome to the United States. Press 1 if you speak English. Press 2 to disconnect until you can. Thank you.
The Big Show.
Thanks for calling The Big Show.
I love your show. It's great. Very refreshing.
The Big Show in the morning on News Talk 820 WWBA.
I'm a carpenter.
An account executive.
A customer service representative.
I'm a truck driver.
A yoga instructor.
And I work hard to get more business.
To get new accounts.
To help my customers.
To be ahead of schedule.
To make my students comfortable.
So I work late.
Come in early.
Put in overtime.
Work weekends.
Skip lunch.
Make sure my clients are satisfied.
Know my customers' first names.
Deliver the best service.
Teach people to relax.
So that one day,
when it all comes together,
when my hard work pays off,
one day,
I can build that little place by the water.
Go back to school for my graduate degree.
Finally see Italy.
Pay for my son's soccer camp.
Open my own studio.
Get a fishing boat.
Buy a new laptop.
Have real Italian pizza. Be my own boss.
We all work hard for something greater. But at Fifth Third Bank, we know every dream is unique. That's why we ask about yours. Stop by your local banking center and let's get to work on your dream today. Fifth Third Bank, the things we do for dreams. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
The Home Depot has lowered prices on products all over the store. And we're not done yet. Every week you'll find new ways to stretch your home improvement dollar and get more project for your money. Ways to keep your home in better shape and your budget in better shape too. Change your home improvement plans. Plan to get more done. With guaranteed low prices, now even lower. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot.
Henry Wright Show here on News Talk AM 820 WWBA. CJ in the house with me.
Yo.
We're talking about the oil volcano in the Gulf of Mexico. BP and the Obama administration. Response to that, of course, the first thing we have in a response to any emergency is to form a commission. And we got one heck of a commission, I think.
Oh, come on. Whose fault is it? Quit blaming the president all the time. You always go after that. You don't care what president's
informing,
in there.
I'm informing. Hey, Bob Graham, can't think of a better pick to be on the commission? And then we have, I think it's William Riley.
We don't have a dictatorship. They've got to have a commission. They've got to figure it out. They've got to report and change the laws.
I'm just establishing the facts before we open up and get into other stuff. But anyway, and the other person is William Riley, the EPA director under George H.W. Bush. So you know he's going to be tough on the oil industry.
Yeah, right.
And they'll be doing their jobs. But what I'm more concerned about, the things that I said have been happening in the last couple of weeks, CJ, CBS cameras turned away by BP and Coast Guard. They were in the marshes of Louisiana when CBS News tried to reach the beach off the shore. Already covered in oil from the slick, a boat of, this is interesting, BP contractors with 2 Coast Guard officers on board told to turn around under threat of arrest. And now I'm wondering, with BP contractors, would they be the janitors?
Halliburton. Or, aren't they involved in this?
Blackwater, maybe? Oh, we got so many now. It's a marketplace for security contractors. What else is BP doing? Well, Yeah, that whole EPA directive that you gave us about time to change the toxic alternative to the dispersant called Corex. Well, the spokesman said Friday that they've already replied with a letter that outlines our findings that none of the alternative products, jumping ahead here, meets the three criteria specified in the directive, so we're just going to keep doing what we've been doing.
Henry, I got a question. I mean, you think about it. When FDR was in power, I think he was there for like 16 years or something, right? Or whatever it was.
And, almost. He pushed it.
Yeah, and you had Democrats and progressives in the administration, in the bureaucracy of government. So the Republicans came up with this scare of the commie scare. Everybody's a commie. And it was in a way to purge the inner workings. My question is, and maybe somebody could call and educate me on this, if you had the last 8 years of Republican power and infiltration, if you will, of the less regulation mentality in the inner workings of government and the agencies that supervise, let's say, big oil, you have a change of an administration. How quick or can you start pushing out the people that don't agree with your policies? And how can they actually, even though you have a Democratic president, one of the big things from the right is that we have too big of a government, and there's truth to that. That you have a bureaucracy that's incredible and huge, and if it's dominated, and that department is dominated by pro-Bush, if you will, Republican-leaning, I'm in favor of big oil people, even if your president's progressive, you're not going to get that change because they're still in there. Anything that resonates with
this? Well, he could start by putting into the highest places people who weren't in the bed with the oil industry, either by leaving them in from the previous administration. I'm not talking about the worker bees. I'm talking about the actual top two, three, four levels of directors and secretaries at the agency. And we've got people that have actually been our convicted felons that are running some of these oversight situations. But anyway, just to finish up on this point, they aren't going to use an alternative dispersant, as they were told, even though more than 100,000 gallons of an alternative that is available locally, which should have been on site anyway. Speaking just a little bit more, why are they withholding the oil spill facts, which seems to be the case, although I don't have time to go into it. We've got even more reports of people saying they've been blocked off from the information, scientists, universities, local officials. Why? Because if you have the damage assessments, the lower the estimate, the smaller the liability is going to be. The pace of the response can be minimized. I was there right when it needed to be. It was this size. It wasn't this huge thing that we managed to just take BP's word on or wishfully take their word on. And plus, for the evaluation of the solutions being proposed to say, what are you talking about, your cement outhouse you want to put over the hole? It's coming out 100,000 barrels a day. Are you nuts? Your thoughts, CJ?
Well, I'd like to know why this administration, if they are in cahoots with BP, would do it. Obviously, I think if you were going to ask, maybe, because people are calling it their Katrina, if you will, President Obama's Katrina.
James Carville is warning you about that.
Yeah, their lack of response. Now, the president can take over and make a decision to have the federal government take over, but I don't think they have the ability or the technology to stop this kind of leak that deep.
866-977-4820, 866-977-4820. If you have your thoughts about the administration's response, are they cooperating with BP? Are they being tough, holding the boot on the throat of BP, as President Obama said? We're also going to look at the elections this past Tuesday. Rand Paul, of course, is the number number one story of the elections. And we also have, but Blanche, first of all, the Republican side, Rand Paul defeating the establishment. On the Democrat side, Senator Spector being defeated by the more progressive Democrat in the race.
Oh, really?
We have the Blanche Lincoln lack of a victory in the Arkansas primary and will face a runoff with a more progressive alternative than Democratic Party. Let's find out what you have to say. 866-977-4820, 866-977-4820. Sarasota Dave, good afternoon.
Gentlemen, is that break music?
Yes, it is.
We're gonna keep you. We'll hold the break for a minute.
Oh.
You called in and we had to stop the break.
Thank you, sir.
It's like the president called.
Hey, CJ, how you doing, babe?
Always an honor, sir.
Yeah, here's the deal about this, you know, blaming Obama. First of all, I mean, the blame for the government goes for the mere fact that they didn't require a plan, a bona fide, fail-proof plan, that if something like this happened, you know. I mean, first of all, it never should have happened, you know, and so we, you know, the guidelines for that were insufficient. Then we didn't require, and I say we, the government, of course that came from the Bush administration, didn't require a rescue plan, a response plan to this sort of crisis. You know, how is the government supposed to be prepared? You know, I mean, we hear the Republicans complaining that the government's too involved. Should they have a oil crisis team too? You know, should that be part of FEMA's thing? No. I mean, the deal is that these guys, and I say these guys, the corporations that are asking for and paying for the drilling rights are the ones that have the obligation to have the plan in which to respond to this. The fact that we didn't require an absolute fail-proof plan to respond to this sort of emergency, and I'll admit, emergencies do happen. We relied on them going in. You know, this obviously is not the first time it's happened. And Henry, you made the point last week of how many of these, you know, spills that we've had, not to this magnitude, but there have been problems. You know, there have been, you know, dozens and dozens of these things, you know. Yes, the government has a responsibility. It's not called overregulation. It's called responsibility.
But what's amazing to me, though, Dave, is that the average folk think that one guy, one administration, in a nanosecond of time is going to change the culture of government and response. I mean, if we're on the verge of imploding our economy, and the president's attention's there, immigration reform needs to be there. I mean, there's a list of things that are so important right now, you know, and then all of a sudden this thing happens. Now oil is going to become a big thing. But there's so many pressing issues for this country.
On the other side of the break, we'll hear what Dave thinks about that. My thoughts, 866-977-4820. We have room for your thoughts. 866-977-4820. You're listening to The Henry Raine Show. This portion of the Henry Raine Show is brought to you by Canada Med Services. Save up to 70% on your prescriptions. Call 1-877-917-3600.
Hi, we're the Jonas Brothers.
If you have diabetes, you know it's something you have to deal with every day. Diabetes is serious, but you can learn to manage it just like I do.
So take care of your diabetes now.
Take steps like eating right and being more physically active.
The National Diabetes Education Program has the scoop at yourdiabetesinfo.org or call 1-888-693-NDEP.
The National Diabetes Education Program, your source for free diabetes information. A message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Paying too much for your prescription medication? Call Canada Med Services, 877-917-3600. Save up to 70% on your prescription. Call 877-917-3600. In their sixth year of saving customers money on medications, Canada Med Services, 877-917-3600. Guaranteed delivery. Government inspected and approved factories. Save up to 70% on your prescription. Call 877-917-3600.
News Talk AM 820 WWBN.
Henry Raine Show here on News Talk AM 820 WWBA, our podcast site, where you can listen to archive shows, and the current show is usually up the same night it's broadcast, is henryraineshow.podomatic.com, henryraineshow.podomatic.com. CJ's in the studio helping out today. We've got Sarasota Dave on the line. We want to hear from you, too, at 866-977-4820, 866-977-4820. Dave, following up on CJ, go ahead.
Well, you know, until we start to hold these corporate industry leaders criminally liable, not civilly liable, but criminally liable, they continue to do the same old thing over and over. This is the old Pinto you know, mentality. Okay, we know that these things explode. Yes, they're rolling grenades, but, you know, if only X blow up, then this is our, you know, we'll hire our actuarian and figure out how much it'll cost us, all right? So we roll the dice. But if I, as the CEO, roll the dice and run the risk of spending 30 years in jail for destroying millions of people's livelihood and all the beaches and the environmental cleanup and what we're going to, you know, then maybe they'll think twice about this, because you're telling me that these guys didn't know at 5,000 feet with thousands of gallons of oil gushing out of a well that the robots might not work out?
I got something else here. You know, the reason we have attorneys that file lawsuits against corporations, you mentioned the Pinto, it's because corporations only respect one thing, and that's the dollar. That's how they function. That's how it works. They don't care. In the Pinto case, we knew that they knew that people would die, but they'd rather pay those people. Well, now, what we're learning from this BP disaster, clearly, is that BP will be held responsible, and it's going to cost.
Really?
That's the question, and here's where the thing is. You can threaten to put these guys in prison. They really don't care about that. What it really will make them think is when it costs them money. So the question is, are they really going to put the boot at their neck to have them pay for this?
But
in whichever
money,
way.
Though.
And if they
I
do, then...
criminal charges, CJ.
Well, you can do that, but that's not going to change the mentality of corporate America, man.
He can put the boot on the throat, because if you've already put the fix in by controlling willful helping with keeping journalists out, keeping scientists out,
okay,
putting a limit. It was the Congress that made them reduce that video. If they can keep the lid on the information, then they are helping BP accept only 5% of the responsibility.
I disagree. I think they're trying to stop a panic, okay? But at the end of the day, when it's all said and done, I'm sure BP wants to stop the flow. I'm sure the president wants to stop the flow. Everybody does, unless you're a lunatic, right? Unless you're Al Qaeda, right? So you want
this
the flow.
Is about when the flow stops.
Yeah, well, okay. When they do the whole assessment of the damage, BP is going to have to pay for all of it in big time. And this is where you get to sue the son of a guns, because ultimately, the Republicans have always been about stopping and protecting big corporate elites. They've always done that. They need to pay. If they pay, they will then respect, they then will make sure that if this ever happens again, that they would have a response that would work. You have to make them pay where it hurts, and that's in the pocketbook. Nothing else works.
If I go destroy a person's business, let's say I go torch somebody's restaurant, okay? I'm going to prison, right?
But that, you're missing the point. The CEOs
no, I
get
your point.
The CEOs well,
right
don't
now,
run government.
The CEO,
give Dave 20 seconds.
He's still
going to
get paid his multi-million dollars. They may run him out, but he's still a rich man. If he's got to go to prison for a good
he's still
while,
a rich man.
Then maybe he will make sure, because the buck stops at the top, make sure that his engineers are absolutely on target about what they're telling him as far as what the possibilities are, the percentage of an accident, and how we can stop it if it happens. You know?
We got to get other callers.
You
thanks
can't,
for that.
You can't prove
get
that. You got to prove beyond a reasonable doubt they've done some crime. They're not going to be proven guilty of any crime. Where you hurt a corporation is in the pocketbook, period.
All right. We got lines lit up. 866-977-4820. We still have room for you. 866-977-4820. Paul in Sarasota, good afternoon.
Hey, it's Paul Webb. How are you doing today?
Doing great, Paul. Good to hear from you.
I called on oil, but I wanted to touch on what you guys were just saying, too. Actually, somebody doesn't want to stop this oil, and it has to do with what I said last week. All the efforts from BP, again, are for recapturing the oil, stopping the leak, but recapturing, not sealing it.
You're trying to make money from it still?
They want it to continue to run until they cap it in a manner where they can still extract oil and not be forced to drill another hole.
Wait. There's part of that logic I'm not getting.
No, it makes sense.
Well, no,
it makes total sense to me.
If what you're saying, are you talking about the alternative well they're drilling into it to cap it off and then they'll be able to take it out of there?
No, what I'm saying is, in my opinion, the right thing to do is to drop one of those concrete boxes on it and seal the doggone thing right now before any more oil gets into the environment. And then force them to drill a brand new hole in a brand new well if they want that oil. they don't want to have to drill another well, and so that's why all their efforts are on sealing it in a manner the hole to draw the oil out at the same time.
We agree. It's about money. Corporations make decisions to make money. They are the CEOs and the guys in charge are their value is based on how they make money for the corporation. So his logic, the caller's logic, is exactly right. If they can recapture the oil, they'll be and they're saving some money or making money. It makes sense to do it that way. That's how they think.
In the meantime, they're wiping out the environment in the Gulf of Mexico, and this is going to go with the flow of the Gulf right down Florida. It's going to have a huge impact on the Keys, etc. The Obama administration needs to step in and say, damn it, cap it, and cap it now.
The question I have is, does the federal government have the ability or knowledge or to do that? I mean, or does
people... part I don't understand, they have to drill these alternative wells anyway down there, regardless of how they cap it right now. So those are going to be built, so they're not going to save any expense by maintaining the status quo.
All about stopping it right now?
Yes.
Yeah.
All right, now here's a question I called about. With all this going on, what is your guys' take on this? My question is, why do we have foreign companies drilling our natural resources, which is our treasure? And secondly, why is this allowed to go on the world market instead of being sold only in the U.S.? And thirdly, why don't we stop drilling, use the world's oil, and when it runs out, at least we got something left?
Yeah. All right, a lot to think about there, Paul. Thank you.
All great points.
All right, well, let's see if I can remember them and take them here. Why do we have a foreign company doing that? Well, first of all, when you look at the operation, we not only had the foreign British Petroleum, we had the Nigerian owner of the rig Transocean that is now headquartered overseas to avoid U.S. taxes, as well as Halliburton, who is, I think, moved their headquarters a couple of years ago to Dubai. But the answer why is because
multinationalism, baby.
As the federal government has the rights, according to our elected government and the powers they gave them, to lease out those lands. So whoever, you can't discriminate against that, or you could, but all you're getting is royalties from the oil and not going to control where it goes anyway.
And we've been bad with British Petroleum from the beginning in Iraq and everywhere else.
Iran.
I mean, come on. This is for years we've been in bed with these guys. It's not really that foreign as you might think. And besides, how many corporations... we're moved away from the U.S. only. We're not a U.S. only. We're owned. Half our companies are probably owned by people from foreign countries.
Well, for those of you people that actually pay attention to history, it was when Iran elected Mossadegh in the 50s that took nationalized British Petroleum, and Great Britain came to the U.S. for help overthrowing Iran, and we got...
Shell part of the, you know, where are they from? I mean, Royal Dutch. I mean, the history is there of our involvement. Matter of fact, I think we're the only nation. I could be wrong with this, but definitely I know like Japan doesn't allow lobbyists, foreign corporations to lobby their politicians, but we do it here. Foreign corporations are allowed to lobby our Congress.
Well, if we don't allow the lobbyists to lobby the politicians, who's going to write the laws? Let's go to Lawrence in St. Pete. Hey, Lawrence.
Good afternoon, Henry and Counselor.
Always an honor, sir.
I'm sure it is. I was kind of dumbfounded that I agree with Henry today.
Oh, you're coming along. It's a sign of increased brain cell stimulation and growth and reproduction.
You just never know. I do believe that the big corporations are complicit with the government, and they're hiding everything from us, and I agree with Henry.
Hey, Lawrence, quick question. And how long has the oil industry had an undue influence and overreach into our federal government?
Forever. Well, I would say, it's hard to guess, but I would say as long as the unions have.
I would say as long as the original oil cartels grew up in the early part of the 20th century and the end of the 19th century.
Well, wouldn't that be around with the unions?
No, actually, they preceded the unions.
Okay. Well, I was close.
The unions were a reaction to the abuses of the cartel.
Right. Well, I have a. I will leave that subject, if I may, because
sure.
I like the feeling of agreeing with you, Henry.
Okay. Hold on a second, Lawrence. If somebody else wants to agree or disagree, 866-974-820, 866-974-820. Thank you for the pause, Lawrence.
My pleasure. I was wondering, CJ.
Yes, sir.
What is the statute of limitations for blame for, let's just say, George W. Bush?
Until he, well after he passes, I imagine.
Until the effects fade.
Exactly.
So, for the next 25, 30 years or whatever, he will be fair game. After that,
I'm a believer that a lot of the policies that whatever president, I think whoever follows, obviously this president, is going to have to deal with the mistakes or positive things that he does. I mean, a lot of the Republicans used to say, let me finish this point. When I remember when Clinton took office and the economy was booming and things, it was always because of the guy before him. I mean, that's how everybody always looks at that. Well, in part, some of it's true. You've got to have a period of time of adjustment in such a huge bureaucracy.
You misunderstand me. Do the statute of limitations for Robert C. Byrd, is that in effect?
Well, let me answer this one so we can put this one to bed.
I'm just curious.
Turn his mic down a little bit, please. Lawrence, we still have people talking about FDR and Social Security and the expansion of government under FDR. We have people just this week complaining about the passage of the Voting Rights Act and the Civil Rights Act that LBJ pushed through. We've got people that can go back and we'll be blaming Abraham Lincoln in some parts of the South for the way things turned out. So if you'll bring Lawrence back up, I will politely say goodbye to him.
Goodbye, Lawrence.
Thank you.
No. Come on. Lawrence is all right, man. It's a good point. I mean, it's on. But come on, everybody, you got to have a period of time.
866-977-4820. If you have anything left to share with your thoughts on this subject, and we're going to move on to the election results from this week.
This portion of the Henry Rain Show is brought to you by HurtByAccident.com. 1-888-280-HURT. Personal injury attorneys, they'll come to you.
If you've been hurt by accident, and it wasn't your fault, you should know that not all negligence claims end in going to court. Most accident claims are settled out of court. And just because you have insurance doesn't mean that you will be covered for your injuries. Health insurance won't pay you for lost wages. Health insurance won't pay to fix your car or even get your rental car if you need one. Hi, I'm attorney C.J. Zaya. For nearly 20 years, my partner Kevin Gallagher and I have been helping accident victims get compensated for injuries caused by the negligence of others. And we do it for free, meaning there is no fee or cost to you unless we recover for you. Some attorneys charge you for their costs, not us. At Zaya and Gallagher, we charge you nothing. Our fee comes out of what we recover for you. Call us today. Toll free at 1-888-280-HURT. That's 1-888-280-HURT. At the law firm of Zaya and Gallagher, personal injury law is all we do. That's 1-888-280-HURT.
When news breaks, this is the place for the local market impact.
BP is ultimately responsible under the law.
If it affects you here in Tampa Bay, you'll hear it on News Talk AM 820, the new WWBA.
We are responsible not for the accident, but we are responsible for the oil
cleaning the situation up.
Tampa Bay's breaking news, weather, and traffic station.
We are absolutely will prevail, and we will deal with it.
The new WWBA, where Tampa Bay has a voice. Depend on it.
I'm watching my spending.
I decided to cut back.
I'm trying to be more thrifty.
It's time to tighten things up.
To stop throwing my money away.
So I bring my lunch to work.
I ride my bike to save on gas.
I go out to dinner less.
I'm shutting off lights in the house.
I'm sticking to my budget.
To make my money go further.
To spend less.
Save more.
To put my money to better use.
To pinch every penny.
So that one day,
when it all comes together,
when I've saved enough,
one day,
so one day,
I can buy a house.
Take photography lessons.
Put in air conditioning.
Visit my son overseas.
Start a savings plan.
Maybe get new curtains.
Capture what inspires me.
Paint the living room.
See the places my son tells me about.
Finally, pay off my bills.
We all make sacrifices for something greater. But at Fifth Third Bank, we know every dream is unique. That's why we ask about yours. Stop by your local banking center and let's get to work on your dream today. Fifth Third Bank, the things we do for dreams. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Meet Tracy Swift, owner of a new Chevy Malibu.
And then when I saw the Chevy Malibu, and I saw the interior, the black interior, the white outside, I said, this car has it. This is the look I want. Previous vehicles that I've owned, my last one was a BMW 328 Xi. I didn't like the interior styling, to be honest. The Malibu gave me more space. It had a very styled look. The interior was superior.
I just love the interior styling all over. I think they did everything right.
Well, we were going on a trip up to Connecticut, of course. We had lots of things, and there was still room to spare. So when I went shopping, I could still put a shopping bag in the car.
People have to start thinking about Chevy again, and that they produce a quality product with a great price. It's safe, it's comfortable, and it's beautiful.
To hear more of Tracy's story and to learn more about Malibu, visit Chevy.com and may the best car win.
Cable TV rates continue to skyrocket faster and faster. The profit on the cable giants has pushed consumers around enough. You don't have to stand for it anymore. It's time to push back. Cut the cable and get Dish Network installed free with absolutely no equipment to buy. Here's the best part. It's just $19.99 a month for an entire year. And you'll also get a high-definition digital video recorder upgrade for free. That's right. Call now and get Dish Network installed for free. And get over 15 premium channels, including HBO and Showtime, free for 3 months. Our Dish-authorized agents can have you watching TV as soon as tomorrow. Call 800-830-9016. Just imagine all your favorite TV shows in crystal-clear digital quality for far less money, and you won't have to deal with the cable company anymore. At $19.99, it's like giving it away. Call now for full details. Call 800-830-9016. That's 800-830-9016. Again, 800-830-9016.
Henry Rancho here, News Talk AM 820 WWBA. CJ in the house with me here. We've got phone lines filled, but we have room for you at 866-977-4820. 866-977-4820. BP, the administration, responses, cooperation, adversarial relations, who knows what's going on. We'll ask Mike in Palm Harbor. Hey, Mike.
How you doing?
Doing great. Hope you are.
Oh, yeah, I'm doing fine. I was listening to you guys. And what I did is, about 3 weeks ago I had an idea, but, you know, I figured they knew what they were doing out there. So, you know, they just blew it off. But basically what I wanted to do is go ahead and take the super box barge, which is about 38 by 200.
Right.
You add a concrete payload, strategically okay charges in the hull. You connect a 40-foot tow spreader bar, install cameras on it so the ship towing it. You need the big ship. The ship towing it, be able to sight everything that the barge sees. Then you go ahead and detonate the charges to allow for a controlled descent. Calculate to reach the seabed 200 to 300 yards in front of the pipe. And then you slack off, tighten up again, and then you drag the thing right across the gusher. You'll be putting 300 tons over that pipe.
What are the dimensions of it again?
Excuse me?
The dimensions of it again?
Those barges are about 38 by 200 feet. And you got that's four times the load that you had when they put their little box on there. That was about 78 tons. This is four times that. And you got enough spread on the bottom of the barge to go ahead and just quell that thing right off the bat. I believe that would work. I mean, there's a lot of calculations to be done, fins on the side, maybe buoys, but, it can be done.
Well,
it's a cheap fix, and at the end of it, you've got yourself a reef.
All right. Well, it sounds to me like the best thing I've heard so far, but I still would ask a couple questions that I don't think we can really answer them here. It sounds, even as you describe dragging it to the point, it sounds like almost trying to thread a needle at a mile deep. The other thing that makes me
Well, you Bowie the target. I mean, you know, you put Bowies and, you know,
maybe, no, I think
you
they, know, they get it on the
feet all the way around that target.
All right, well, I'll give you that because I don't have the expertise.
They get it on the target.
But what about when that weight, even with the buoyancy that from the water, when that weight hits the top of the wellhead, isn't there a chance that it might break it all open even worse?
Well, you're not going to have a wake. You see, the barge is going to be set down on the seafloor about 200 or 300 yards away from the pipe. Then it's actually going to be dragged along the bottom of the seawall. I mean, you're going to have to use a cutter. You're going to have to use maybe a destroyer, whatever the Navy's got out there. It's got to be something big because you're going to go ahead and drag that sucker. But with the cameras on there, and they've got the mini subs with cameras, they can go ahead and direct them which direction to go. You know, you pull it slowly. You know, it's not a fast operation. And then you go ahead and cover the hole.
And just for our audience, what is your background and knowledge that makes you think that this would work?
I'm just a general contractor. I mean, you know, I just build buildings and stuff like that. But it's more or less a yeah.
What do you think that's going to cap it, though? I mean, I understand you can. I believe
well,
with you can
how
get
are
you on.
Gonna, how is that pipe going to push up against 300 tons? It can't. It's impossible.
I wonder the pressure.
If you get seepage on the sides, you send a trimmer down and you pump some concrete. It'll settle down. You put an additive in there. It'll set up in 3/4, maybe an hour and a half.
All right. Well, it sounds very interesting, Mike. Thank you for the suggestion.
You got it.
All right, thanks.
Oh, I mean, we've always thought of just dropping something heavy.
Well,
on
the most recent one last year of a similar size off the coast of Australia took 10 weeks to close off, which we're still not even halfway there yet. And we'll see how that works out. Let's go to Christine in Newport Richey. Hi, Miss Christine.
Hello, Henry and CJ. Before I get to discussing the last Tuesday's primary elections, I wanted to comment. Sarah Palin was on Fox News Sunday this morning.
Yeah.
And she said that President Obama got political contributions from BP. Is that why he's been slow in acting? And Robert Gibbs replied back on another talk show that she should be well informed before she makes statements. So there's back and forth on that.
Well, let's just get the facts out here. I think I saw a list of who had gotten oil money.
Yes.
The Republicans are still far in advance of that as
oh,
far as total contributions. But
off.
I think oil industry money was about $75,000 in Obama's most recent campaign. That's the figure I saw.
What they said, I saw the CBS this morning, was it Face the Nation, and the spokesperson was saying that there's no way. I mean, if you look at the money that's given to both parties, it's always way in favor of the Republicans, and it's nonsense. It's just political grandstanding, what we've seen from Palin time and time again. She has no clue, is what they were saying.
And I would point out that Alaska Senator Lisa Murkowski is the one putting the hold on the bill from Senator Menendez to increase federal liability limits from $75 million for a spill to $10 billion. But, Christine, I think it's a structural issue. I keep going back to it. It's just decades long of this intertwining and no real hard, serious effort to separate them and clean house.
Yes. Now, as far as last Tuesday's primary results, two candidates have already put their feet in their mouths. Richard Blumenthal in Connecticut, the state attorney general, and Rand Paul. Rand Paul was supposed to be on Meet the Press this morning. According to David Gregory, he canceled out.
Yes, that's true.
It's smart if he does, because every time he opens his mouth, he says something wrong.
He needs to spend his time in Kentucky campaigning.
Exactly. And you know, you got to hang with your people.
Well, I know that both Michael Steele and Tim Kaine were circling the wagons around them, and so were Senators Menendez and Cornyn on Meet the Press.
Well, you know, here's something to think about. The problem we have, like we do in Florida, when Jeb Bush took over as governor, he changed the way we elect in our primaries. You know, before you have to get 50+1.
Yeah.
And now you only have to get them, one vote more than all your people. So if four or five people are running, for example, you can get a freaky, extreme part of the party that will win. And the moderates, that's how, if you remember, Bob Graham won as governor, he was second place. And then because we had runoffs, the centrists will all get together and go, God, that guy's freaky to the right or freaky to the left or what have you. And they'll vote for a centrist. So today what we're seeing is, I think governments and systems, election systems, where an extreme right or can actually gain power and then be the face of the Republican Party. They're no more centrist than the Republican Party. That's
Christine, we have a minute till the break. What do you want to finish with?
Well, that's true. The independent movement is growing. And when one is extreme right or left, as the CJ said, then only is the independent left if an independent's running. Now, in the case in Connecticut, if it's Blumenthal versus Linda, she was married to Linda McMahon from WWF or something.
Well, she actually has to go through a runoff, but you're right.
The choice that people are going to have.
There's no choice. Basically, there's no choice, and that's the problem in our American political system. It needs massive reform, and, you know, and we can go on and on about that, but it is frightening that the candidates we get on the right and the left, or on the Democratic or Republican side, are so extreme that nobody is happy, and this is why Charlie Crist, and it's not an independent, they're non-party. In Florida, there's an independent party.
Yeah.
And so these people are running as non-party. People always say, I'm an independent. No, you're not, unless you're a member of the independent party. They're non-party. And that's it. And what's the number showing now, Henry, with Charlie? Can he beat these guys?
In front of the St. Pete.
The
30
corrupt
Chris,
guys?
27 Rubio, 15 me, 23% undecided. Christine, I got to run. Thank you.
Thank you, Henry and CJ.
Pleasure. Right.
That's what Linda McMahon. Wife of Vince McMahon of the WWE.
Yeah, that what a choice.
Yes, that's what we need. We need a wrestling mind in Washington.
Well, that's what they are, man. That's what the Republicans have become. The extreme right have become that. It's a bunch of, why not? Wrestlers on the radio, Henry, and wrestlers in Congress.
On the other side of the break, we have these Rand Paul, from the high to the low of Rand Paul, and some other issues related to that in the election. We'll play those on the other side of the break with commentary. And the problem with Rand Paul, and we'll discuss this further, is when he talks about desegregation and the Civil Rights Act, he doesn't even know what it was like living there. It's a theory to him. It's an intellectual value. He doesn't know what it's real life.
He's not black or brown. He hasn't lived in Arizona.
And he's not even white from back then, and you'd find out what happened to you if you bucked the other side on that. Anyway, we are looking for your calls at 866-977-4820, 866-977-4820. Maybe you didn't notice, but it's the little numbers after the 866. Go up one, 977, and then 4, like as in for us, and then 820, just like the station. I don't know. Who would have thought of a coincidence like that? You're listening to The Henry Raine Show here on News Talk AM 820 WWBA.
News Talk AM 820.
Roughly 10% of Americans have restless leg syndrome, or RLS. Described as creeping or crawling sensations in the legs, RLS symptoms are often relieved by movement.
I have RLS. The sensations in my legs are unbearable and keep me awake. To get relief, I just have to move.
With RLS, I'm sometimes too tired.